All right, everybody take your Bibles out and turn to Daniel. Daniel chapter number 6, starting in verse 1. When you find it, if you're able, please stand in honor of God's word. Daniel chapter 6, verse 1. And the Bible says, "It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, and the princes might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and the princes, because of an excellent spirit was with him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the prince, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree, that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now the king established the decree and signed the writing, that it shall be not be not changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, He kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this passage. I pray that you help us to learn from your word. And once again, we need to hear from you. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm inadequate and I can't do it without you. And dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you give me strength, guide my thoughts. And dear Heavenly Father, I pray that what's said this morning be exactly what you'd have said. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Title of my sermon this morning is "The Faith That Resulted in a Lost Lunch." The faith that resulted in a lost lunch. And there's a story that I'd read about a group of people that were named the 40 Martyrs of Sebastian. I might be mispronouncing that. And the famed 12th Legion of the Romans Imperial Army. There were 40 soldiers who professed their faith in Christ Jesus. One day their captain informed them that the Emperor Licinius had sent out an edict commanding all soldiers to offer a sacrifice to pagan gods. These Christian warriors said, "You can have our armor, even our bodies, but our heart's allegiance belong to Christ Jesus." Because of their stance, they were marched onto a frozen lake in midwinter of AD 320 and stripped of their clothes. At any time, they could renounce Christ and to be spared from death. Instead, they huddled close together and they sang their song of victory, 40 Martyrs for Christ. That freezing night saw 39 men fall to their icy grave. When there was but one man left, he stumbled to the shore and renounced Christ. The officer in charge of guarding these men had secretly come to place his faith and trust in Jesus Christ. At sunrise, he saw the person broke rank. And he walked out on the ice, took off his clothes, and confessed faith in Christ publicly. At sunrise, the Roman soldiers found 40 men who gave their all for the cause of Christ. Basically, those 40 men demonstrated their faith that was as consistent as that was demonstrated by Daniel. And, you know, here's the thing, is the story of Daniel has been taught many times, but, you know, it took a lot of faith by Daniel. And, you know, as we watch Daniel face and weather this great trial of faith, there's a few lessons that I would like to point out concerning the power of faith. And Daniel, like a lot of the Bible, can teach us a lot of things to mimic in our Christian life. But here's the thing, is when it comes down to it, you know, one, as I was studying this and as I was preparing this sermon, one verse kept on echoing through my head was, "Without faith, it is impossible to please him." You know, faith is a vital part of our Christian life. The Bible says that we get saved by faith. And you know what? It doesn't just end there. We should live by faith. And there's so much in the Bible that talks about faith. And so let me this morning just point out a few things regarding the faith that Daniel possessed. And so, like I said, the title of the sermon is The Faith That Resulted in a Lost Lunch. And so, when it comes down to it, most of the time faith will be tested. Turn your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And, I think anybody that has tried to do something great for God and tries to stand for God, I believe we realize this is the case. And so 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12, the Bible says this, "Yea, and all that will of godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." There are many people that I'll be honest with you, the devil himself doesn't like it, but there are many people who don't like when a Christian decides to stand for God. And you know what? There'll be people that mock us. There'll be people that ridicule us. But you know what? There's a reason for that. Is because, you know what? Our life, when we stand for Christ, our life a lot of time goes against everything that they are living for. And so here's the thing is when it comes down to it, if you choose to walk for Jesus, persecution will come your way. When you look at, turn your Bibles back to Daniel chapter 6 and verse 3, we're going to go through this a lot. "Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and the princes because of an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm." And, here's the thing is, our faith is tested because, you know what? It helps us develop our faith. And so when it comes down to it, Daniel was already a great man. God wanted to develop him even further. And by the way, when we live on the mountaintops, a lot of times that's not where we grow. We grow the most in the valleys. It's when hard times come and we say, you know what? I have nowhere to turn but God. And God is trying to teach us that's the only place that we should turn. That's the sort, as a Christian, God is the source of our strength. God is the source of our direction. The Bible lights up our path, the Bible says. And so here's the thing is that our faith will be tested. And number one is to develop us as Christians. In Romans chapter 8, I'm going to go ahead and just read that. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, the Bible says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." When we place our faith and trust in Christ, even though sometimes the situations look bleak, even though we don't understand what's going on, even if we don't know where God is at that particular point, when we place our faith and trust in Christ and God works it out, it builds our faith. And so our faith will be tested to develop the saints. But next, it's look back to Daniel chapter Chapter 6 and verses 25 through 28. "Then King Darius wrote unto all the nations and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is a living God and steadfast forever in his kingdom, that which shall be shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even to the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persians." And so here's the thing is, our faith is trusted basically to bring glory to God. And here's the thing is that when we're in trial and we trust in God and God works it out, I tell you what, that brings glory to God. Look at the story about Daniel. Here's the thing is, if Daniel would have buckled, if Daniel would have said, you know what, I tell you what, I'm going to take and be a secret 007 Christian. I'm going to shut my windows and I'm going to lock my doors and I'm not going to let anybody see that I pray. You know what, maybe I'll be fine. And here's the thing is, human reasoning would say, you know what, that's okay. Hey, tell you what, close those doors. You know what, it doesn't have to be a public prayer as long as you're praying. But here's the thing is, you know what? Daniel decided he was going to do what was right in the eyes of God. It didn't matter what the circumstances were. It didn't matter who was against him. Hey, listen, he was going to do what God wanted him to do, because you know what? To him, the faith in God was of the utmost importance. And you know what? Because of that, we look at the end of the story and we see that God was glorified. You know, the cause of Christ was furthered more than if Daniel could just go around and whisper it from ear to ear. And so anyways, it was to lift the Savior. But you know what? Next we see in chapter 6 and verses 4 and 5, the Bible says, then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion unto Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. And then said these men, we shall not find an occasion unto this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. These men were disturbed by Daniel's faith. These men, you know, I'll be honest with you. You look at it, and the Bible says that Daniel had an excellent spirit. You know why I believe Daniel had an excellent spirit? Because he had a genuine walk with God. And you know what? Here's the thing is, we can have an excellent spirit too. And I tell you what, you're doing part of it right now. The Bible says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but so much the more as you lost a little bit there in the middle, but so much the more as you see the day approaching. Here's the thing is, you know what? We need to take and walk with God. We need to be men and women of prayer. We need to be men and women of the Bible. We need to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And here's the thing is, you know what? We can have that excellent spirit that Daniel had. You know, the reason why Daniel did so well is because he trusted in God. He had faith in God. While everybody else was running around losing their heads, while everybody else was trying to place their faith and trust in other things, their abilities, their confidences. Here's the thing is, you know what? When it comes down to it, Daniel put God first and he had that excellent spirit. But you know what? When it comes down to it, those men were trying to find fault in Daniel. They were searching out his life and they said, you know what? He's got to be dirty somewhere. You know what? If we dig enough, he's got to have some skeletons in his closet. You know what? He says he loves God, but does he really? He says he's loyal to the king, but does he really? And here's the thing is, they dug and they dug and they dug, and it kind of reminds me of the Democratic Party. And but here's the thing is, you know what? They're trying to find fault, but you know what? They found no fault. And so here's the thing is, when it comes down to it, they knew that he possessed something which they did not. And they tried to use that as leverage. And as the world watches a believer walk through the lion's den, they can see faith at work. It truly touches their heart. Turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16. I tell you what. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Too many times if we try and be like 007 Christians, imagine how many people we won't reach. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 2, the Bible says, ye are epistles written in our heart, known and read of all men. Here's the thing is, the lost and dying world is looking for something real. I remember when I first got into the youth ministry, there was a saying at the time, keep it real, keep it real. What were they saying? We don't care about a fake. We want to know somebody real. We want to know somebody that really loves us. We want to know somebody that really cares. And so here's the thing is, the world has been crying for this for a long time. You know what? I'll be honest with you. If we're fake Christians, here's the thing is, it's real easy for us to come into church and tuck our Bible under our arm and say we love God. It's real easy to take and go through and pick up a hymnal and pretend that we're right with God. But here's the thing is, how is our heart? How is our walk with God? How is our faith? Listen, when trials and troubles come into our lives, what is the first thing we run to? Do we run to the prayer closet and do we say, Lord, I need your help? Or do we start making an inventory of everything that we can do? Or everything that somebody we know, hey, you know what, I can go to so-and-so and I can go to so-and-so and I can do this and I can do that. Or here's the thing is, what is our go-to? Because here's the thing is, if we have true faith in Christ, God is our go-to. God is the one that we trust in. God is our confidant. God is our counselor. God is our guide. God is our strength. And so here's the thing, is that when it comes down to it, ye are our epistles written in our heart, known and read of all men. The world is looking for a genuine Christian that says, you know what? My life is sold out to God. You know what? Whatever God wants, that is what I'll do. And here's the thing, is they're looking for somebody that just, isn't just a hearer of the word, but a doer also. Somebody that says, you know what? Hey, listen, you should pray. And by the way, you know what? I had an awesome time with my God last night. And I tell you know what? I've entered the very presence of God. And you know what? I come boldly before the throne of grace. And by the way, I lifted you up in prayer. Here's the thing, is the world is looking for a true person who knows how to walk with God. A true person that knows the scriptures. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Somebody that says they know the Bible and loves the Bible, but somebody that knows the Bible like the back of their hand. Here's the thing, is when it comes down to it, the world is looking for someone real and genuine. Somebody that doesn't just say they love God, but their life backs it up. And so here's the thing, is you know what? It will disturb the sinner. Why? Because you know what? When we're genuine Christians, when trials come and the rubber hits the road, that's when you find out how strong your faith is. Because here's the thing, is when we take and run the other way and we decide that, you know what, we're going to trust the flesh or we're going to do anything other than trusting God, I tell you what, that's when we find out how strong our faith is. But when the world looks and says, you know what, man, I tell you what, no matter what happens, that individual trusts God. That individual prays, and you know what, here's the thing, is you know what I like, is the fact that when we look at it, Daniel kneels upon his knees three times a day and prays and gives thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Do you realize that these people knew exactly where to get Daniel? Because this wasn't, he didn't just wait until, you know what? Daniel just didn't wait until he was in trouble to start praying. He'd been doing it a long time before that point. So much so that, you know what? Everybody in that kingdom knew what Daniel did. He knew that Daniel was going to, they knew what time Daniel was going to be praying, where he was going to be praying, what he was going to do when he was praying. You know, here's the thing, as I remember growing up, I talked to one of my neighbors, and he was asking me to mow his yard, and I said, well, listen, I can't mow your yard on Sunday, and I can't mow it on Wednesday night. He's like, oh, I know that. I'm like, okay. He's like, I see you leave. And he says, I know exactly where you're going, too. And here's the thing, is when it comes down to it, the world knows what's more important to us. Because they, you know what? Here's the thing, is if we're sitting around and you know what? We're going to the door in our PJs and drinking our coffee and the TV's going and whatnot when we're supposed to be in church. I tell you what, they know that too. They can see in the windows just like we. But by the way, that's not a life that convicts sinners. And so, anyways, kind of moving right along, our faith will be tested. But you know what? Our faith will testify. And sometimes a testimony of faith under trial is louder than a testimony of words. You know, here's the thing, is when it comes down to it, it's easy in times of no trials to say, I love the Lord. Here's the thing, is I'll be honest with you. When nobody was after Daniel, I imagine it was pretty easy. And when nobody was trying to trip up Daniel, I imagine it was, you know, here's the thing, is it still took character. And you know what, I'll be honest with you, I believe he had faith in God. But when it comes down to it, you know what, the hardest thing, I'm sure, if I were to guess, that Daniel did is realizing that men were after him and still deciding to kneel in prayer like he did aforetime. And so, you know what, that took, by the way, if he would have closed his windows and locked his doors and been 007 Christian, imagine how much lesser of a testimony he'd have. Well, I'll tell you what. But anyways, and so here's the thing, is that look at chapter 6 and verses 10 and 11. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened, and being opened in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he knelt upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before God as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before God. When it comes down to it, our faith will testify to our foes. Daniel didn't alter his ways even to suit the king. You know what? King Darius, he could have made any decree he wanted. I believe Daniel would have still prayed. He remained consistent in spite of danger and the pressure to conform, even at the command of the king. You know what? God needs men and women who decide, you know what? It doesn't matter what happens around me. I will have faith in God. I will trust God no matter what happens. And so here's the thing is that we need to have faith that's consistent. We need to have faith that's faithful. Turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Here's the thing is that we're not just walking with God for no reason. Here's the thing is there's a world that is lost and dying without Christ. And you know what? We have been given the command to go. There's more at stake here than just filling a pew. Because here's the thing is, you know what? If there was more at stake than filling a pew, then you know what? Our doors would be, if there wasn't more at stake than just filling a pew, our doors would be closed. You know what? We'd shut down for a month. But here's the thing is there's more to it than just attending church. There's more to it than just showing up and filling a pew. Here's the thing is that, you know what? We have a job to do. We have a command from God. And so Psalms chapter 55 and verse 22 says this. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee, and he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. And so listen, when it comes down to it, our consistent faith will testify to our foes. But you know what? A consistent faith will testify to our friends. Back to Daniel chapter 6, starting in verse 14. The Bible says, the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored until the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, Know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statutes with the king established may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And the stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went into his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and a sleep went from him. Then the king arose early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said, Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths. Daniel's faith had made an impact on the king. Even he believed that the Lord could deliver Daniel. But you know what? When faith is exercised, it has the power to move those who know us to consider the Lord for ourselves, for themselves. Here's the thing is, you know what? When we take and exercise faith, it has an impact on those around us. Imagine, you know, here's the thing is, I kind of get the impression from this that King Darius is a believer. But you know what? He obviously was one that was wrapped up into pride, because here's the thing is, if he trusted in God, then why were those princes and those rulers able to get him to sign this verdict that says, you know what, nobody can take and ask any petition except of you? That's kind of proud and that's kind of arrogant. I'm sure they played him up. Oh, Darius, I tell you what, you're so smart. And you know what? I tell you what, you're such a great king. And this is why I tell you what, I'm a little leery about people who, sometimes there's people that give genuine compliments. And there's some people where I tell you what, they start buttering you up and you just know there's a question coming. And but anyways, and so here's the thing is, Stephanie, I'm just joking. But anyways, I'm going to be in trouble. I need a place to stay tonight. And but anyways, here's the thing is, you know what? And they were buttering him up, I'm sure. And but listen, they were playing on his pride. But here's the thing is, you know what? Either way, he wasn't the kind of king that God would have wanted him to be. But you know what? Because of the faith of Daniel, because of Daniel's trial, you know what? King Darius, he realized the mistake he made. And you know what? Listen, just the fact that he fasted, he said, you know what? No music. I'm going to try everything I can to get Daniel out of the situation that I put him in. And listen, I believed it prompted his friends to be better Christians. And by the way, when we stand for Christ and we say, you know what? I will trust in God no matter what happens. And listen, through any circumstances, you know what? I think of Job. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. When we have that kind of mentality that says, listen, I will have faith and trust in Christ, you know what? Others will look at us and say, you know what? My life is not what it should be. I need to be more like so-and-so. Ye are epistles written in our heart, known and read of all men. Our lives ought to be a shining example of what a lost sinner can be when they get saved and decide to give their life over to Christ. And you know what? Hey, listen, it's nothing you or I have done, but you know what? What Christ can do through us. Here's the thing is, you know what? It's only, we are the only ones that limit God. And so when we sell out to God, you know what? God can do great things. And we have here a consistent faith will testify of its focus. Daniel stayed on the course for God. Here's the thing is, you know what? Daniel stayed on the course. He decided he was going to please God. When a person faithfully walks with God, despite problems and temptations that surround them, they make a bold statement about where the focus of their life lies. Because here's the thing is, you know what? This person realized that we can't please everybody. I tell you what, you know, here's the thing is, I hate confrontation. I really do. And you know what? If I could find a way to please everybody, I'll be honest with you, I'd probably try it. But you know what I found in the Christian life? Is if I'm doing what God wants me to do, you can please some of the people, let's see, you can please all the people some of the time, and you can please some of the people all the time, but you can't please all the people all the time. And what it boils down to is there's only one person that I have to worry about pleasing, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, the thing about it is there are times where I'm going to get people upset with me by trying to please God. And there's going to be people that go against me. But when it comes down to it, you know what? We need to have a determination that says, you know what? My focus is pleasing the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what? I don't care how many people it displeases. Although, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I don't think we need to be belligerent about it. But you know what? When it comes down to it, we need to be lovingly standing on the Word of God and say, you know what? If this book says it, that's the way I'm going to try and live my life. And so, lastly, is a consistent faith will triumph. And here's the thing is, when it comes down to it, I mean, look about it this way. There were some lions that lost their lunch. And here's the thing is, you know what? The Bible says the angel of the Lord shut their mouths. But you know what? Eventually they were fed. And you know what? It wasn't it was a surprise to some people. And so here's the thing is, when it comes down to it, you know what? I love the song that we sing in junior church. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. He's able, He's able. I know He's able. I know my Lord is able to carry me through. You know, the thing about it is that, listen, we need some Daniels today. We need some Daniels that say, you know what? I will walk with God no matter what. I will have faith in my Lord. I will do what He wants. I don't care if I have to understand. I don't have to understand. Here's the thing is, you know what? If it's written in God's book, that's the way I need to live my life. We need some people that will say, you know what, I don't care. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. You know, the thing about it is there are times where we're called upon to stand against the world. There are times where many people will oppose us. But you know what? When it comes down to it, we need to say, Lord, your will is what's important to me. When it comes down to it, I want to have them. You love sinners. I want to love sinners. I want to be used by you. We need some Christians that say, you know what? I'm prepared to be a Daniel. I'm prepared to face anything for the cause of Christ. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this account of Daniel's life and the testimony that Daniel possesses. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the fact that we have so much to learn from Daniel. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you just help us to have an excellent spirit. Pray that you help us to trust in you no matter what. Pray that you help us to have a walk with you so bold that we don't care who sees. Help us to not have a fake facade, but a real, genuine walk with you. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you just help us to have faith in you no matter what comes our way. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.